Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, you had the interesting experience years ago to meet the North American representative for a fabulous Argentinian producer, Fabre Montmorejeu.
Yeah.
And I think that has influenced your some of your wine drinking over the years. Argentina certainly is more than an emerging region.
Yeah, well, the wines were so good and so different than anything else I was tasting from Argentina that it became kind of the gold standard. I'm so glad to become reacquainted with them. Started only in 1990, but with very, very old vineyards. It was a French-Argentine project. And from the get-go, the idea was to make high-quality wine. And boy, have they succeeded. Let me start with the Cabernet Sauvignon they make. And this is my wine of the week. This I opened the bottle. My first note was, wow.
That's always a good starter.
It's a very classy Cabernet Sauv. And the first clue was just the deep, rich color. It was a dark, beautiful red-purple. Then the aroma was very good, a smooth black currant and warm spice aroma. The wine is ultra-smooth, and you're going to find me using that adjective repeatedly. There was just layer upon layer of flavor here, lots of concentration in the flavors. The dominant note was black cherry with a subtle earthiness to it. Again, this is only a 23, so it's still very young. And as with most young wines, the detail hasn't emerged yet, but you can tell that there's great quality in there. Velvety texture to it. Just loved it. At $20, Hugh.
Oh, that's a deal.
It's a deal. That's my wine of the week. Now let's move to its running mate, the Malbec Reserve from Mendoza. 24 is even younger, also $20. This is just a really intense Malbec, I'd have to say. It's very smooth. As opposed to the formality of the Cabernet Sauvignon, I thought this was a very informal wine. And the wine is totally dark, totally refined, a lot of the characteristics, but it's got this Malbec core to it, which is just a little bit wilder, you know, just really, really nice. And again, because of the youth, the flavors are still rather monolithic, but they're mostly spicy. There's things like tannic, black raspberry going on. And unlike many Argentine Malbecs, this has just got class. Really like it. Now let's move on to the one that impressed me so much years and years ago. This is the Fabre Montmorejeu Malbec Grand Reserva Mendoza 2023. Again, dealing with a very young wine. $30. And for a wine of this quality, I think that's a really good deal. This is the epitome of the Fabre Montmorejeu style. It's refined, it's high-end, it's ultra-smooth. The aroma is a blend of deep red and black fruit and lighter floral notes. The flavors right now don't show a lot of detail, again, because of the youth of the wine. But the overall impression is that it's very, very good, very, very deep, and undoubtedly will be evolving over time. I love this wine, and it's something... You could have it now, and it'd be great at a really good Saturday night dinner wine. Or I would put it away for 5 years or so and see how it evolves. Again, this is the thing that caught my eye so many years ago, and I think I was dead right. Fabre Montmorejeu is the winery. These wines are great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.